And I was just sitting there. I really felt like he said to just sit and tarry. And, you know, we've become so accustomed in the church to do things a certain way and to, like, boom, boom, boom. Not maybe not necessarily so much here, but we do. We do it here. We do. But I really felt like this morning God was just saying, sit until the uncomfortable becomes comfortable. Meaning, it's uncomfortable to just sit while there's no words up there, nobody's really like singing that you can sing along with. But that to me is my favorite. Because then it becomes not about us, but genuinely, truly about him. And it's like we surpass that place of, even though I know our hearts are never about wanting worship to be about us, but like we're human, right? So, but when we get to that place of getting past ourselves and entering in, and I don't know, I was just like, I'm thankful for our worship people that lead worship because I'll sit there and I'm thankful that they don't freak out like what's going on. Like, cause you can, you know, like, oh my gosh, what do I do? What do we do here? What do we do? But this morning I just was so, it was so impressed upon me to just sit in his presence. And as a leader too, sometimes that I get like, well, what if people aren't engaged? And what if people aren't where I am? And what if people aren't, well, they'll never get where I am if we never give them opportunity to get there. Right? So I'm thankful. I'm just thankful for this body and that we can grow and that we can sit and just be. And I just really felt this morning like it was just like, just sit and be. Be uncomfortable for a little bit if that's what it takes. Be uncomfortable for a little bit. It's okay. And it was just, and it was interesting because I could like see like, I wish I could describe when I say I could see because it's, I don't know how to describe that. But it was like, it was like this Old Testament, like the sacrifices and the burnt offerings and how like the, I just imagine like the, you know, how that smoke would go up into heaven and it was like transformed into this aroma. And it was like this morning I could see how our worship was really a pleasing fragrance or an aroma that actually like hit his nostrils. Like it was crazy. Like I was just like, all right, I received that. And I'm thankful for that. And this morning, I think, Romans 5, and then I think Matthew 11. So, our faith in Jesus, Romans 5, transfers God's righteousness to us, and he now declares us flawless in his eyes. This means we can now enjoy true and lasting peace with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, has done for us. It's a beautiful thing, and I feel like that's kind of what I was sitting in this morning, just this. Our faith guarantees us permanent access into his marvelous kindness. Now I'm in the Passion that has given us a perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy bursts forth within us as we keep on celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. But that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop in us patience, patient endurance. So even in times of trouble, we know that that will develop in us patient endurance. And patient endurance will do this. It will refine our character. And proven character leads us back to hope. It's all about hope. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy. This is not a hope in whatever or just a hope to hope, but it's a hope that does not disappoint. Because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. When we believe the first part of this passage, when we truly understand that our faith in Jesus has transferred God's righteousness to us, If we really believe that it really truly is all about God and all about Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross, and all I have to do is receive it, if we really believe that and it's all hinged on Him and my receiving Him and my receiving what He did, what incredible joy bursts forth within us. As we keep on celebrating, it's not a one-time celebration when we receive, but it's a celebrating. It's an act of continuing. It's not just I celebrated or it's. But when you are celebrating, it's an act of continuing, right? So we keep on celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. But that's not all. He's saying this kind of hope, this kind of celebrating and believing in this hope is it will carry us, it will keep us, it will carry us through our times of trouble. And not only that, but it says, Paul says here, not only will it carry you, but we can have a joyful confidence that our pressures will develop in us patient endurance. So we don't have to check out. We don't have to be overcome. We don't have to be sorrowful we don't have to experience life in the same way. And patient endurance will refine our character. And proven character leads us back to hope. And there is so much packed in here. And this hope is not a disappointing fantasy. I think that's huge. This hope, the hope that's talked about above in this passage, in this scripture, the hope of experiencing God's glory. It's not a disappointing fantasy. Because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading, running, washing, flowing into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. I want to go to Matthew 11. find it now. I thought it was Matthew 11. Yeah, Matthew 11. I'm going to read it in the Message and in the Passion. Are you weary and carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. This is Jesus. Simply, it's not complicated. Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways, and you'll discover that I am gentle, I am humble, I am easy to please, and you will find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. I am your oasis. And, you know, as we were sitting here in worship this morning, that's kind of what it felt like to me. Like, me. just taking some time to just be. I've gotten really good about, you know, incorporating Jesus and into what I'm doing, or you know what I mean? Like, but there's something to be said, I think, for sometimes just taking time and just sitting and being, because we don't do that as our culture is not how our culture is. Our culture is go, 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 and then go, 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 go some more. And I'm that way. Like, I have a hard time sometimes not just being. Like, it's just, and so this morning was good because I felt like God said just sit and just wait. And Jesus says here, if you're weary and carrying a heavy burden, then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine. Now, in the Message, it says, are you tired and worn out? I feel like we have a lot of that. Burned out on religion. Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Even God rested after creating creation. On the seventh day, he rested. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. And as I was reading this morning, I was like, God, how do we get this? How do we live here? How do we live? Like, right? Because I can have moments of all of these things. I can have moments where I'm secure in what Jesus has done. I can have moments, but like, how do I, as I read that, how do we live in this place? I don't know. But I want to know. I want to know because I don't want to be tired and worn out. I don't want to be burned out. And as we were singing a couple of those songs about "You're All I Want" and "You're All I Need," I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God, as we were singing, all I could think about was how that's not really true in my life and how there are multiple times where I want other things and I, you know what I mean? But I'm thankful. I was just thanking God this morning that He knows, even though, like, that is my heart. I don't always live that out, but it was like this cool thing because it was like God was like, I know, right? And I'm doing it. I know, and I'm doing it. I can sing that because I know that God, because sometimes I won't sing those kinds of things because I don't want to sing a lie, you know? And, but this morning I was like, God, I need you to, I'm going to sing this and I need you to do it. I need you to show me and to fix the areas where you're not all I want, where you're not, where you're not, I'm not living that you're all I need. Because I want this. I want to learn the unforced rhythms of grace. And I want to believe that He won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on me. And I want to know what it really means to keep company with Jesus and learn to live free in light. Because life is hard enough, right? Like, life is hard. Jesus, in the Passion, it said simply. And that's what I love, because Jesus, we make Him complicated. We make all of it complicated, and it's really not. It may not be the easiest, but it's definitely not complicated. And so this morning, I just, Daddy, I just thank you. And God, I ask for Matthew 11 that you show us how to live. Show us how to get away with you, that we would recover our life. Show us how to take a real rest. Show us how to walk with you and work with you and to watch you do it. How to learn, Daddy, show us the unforced rhythms of grace. Help us to believe that you won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on us. And show us, God, how to keep company with you, that we would learn to live freely and lightly. God, I just thank you for your people. I thank you for your heart after each and every one of us. And God, I just ask that as we go, I thank you that you already have given your angels charge over us. And I ask, God, that you would just continue to pour out. And as we go, I just ask, God, that you would just shower your blessing upon us. God, give us wisdom and revelation and understanding. And I pray, God, that you would just continue to pour out of who you are into who we are. And just show us what does unforced rhythms of grace look like in our life? What does it look like to live in that place of unforced rhythm where it's all flowing? Unforced. In your name, Jesus, amen.